Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download the app. You can take us on the go. You can rewind the show. You can listen to all the Odyssey product all across the country with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Mecca, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. A little bit later in the show, we'll give you a chance to win some Chris Brown tickets. We'll do that at 9:45. But joining us right now is our pal Chris Nockey, covers the Terps, college hoops analyst. What's up, C-Knock?
What's up, boys? Been a while.
I know,
it has
buddy.
Been.
Well, the Terps just had a disappointing year.
That had been a lot to
you know
talk
what? Before
about.
The season, what would you have expected from the team? Because I got to tell you, I'm casual at best at this time, but I thought, well, they got three of their starters coming back. They should be really good. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought we'd certainly be playing this upcoming weekend. I thought, on paper that they were good enough to, to be a second weekend team. But they lost in the transfer portal, lost badly in the transfer portal, and the freshmen were sort of devalued in college basketball this year with everybody getting so much older, and the freshmen that they had just didn't quite play up to, I think, what we had all hoped.
Yeah. What do you have any idea of anybody they're targeting in the portal or what positions?
Well, they need a point guard. They need a scoring veteran point guard, I think.
Right.
And there are going to be plenty of them out there. Mm-hmm. They need guys. I mean, you guys watch them, and you know who they're losing.
These shooters.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Can you guys, any of you guys make any jump shots?
No. Jason can.
No, I cannot.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. They need to get multiple guys who can score it.
It seemed like Coach hated his team. Like, every time I would read his comments, I would just laugh. You know, like, how can I draw the guys out more open? You know what I mean? Like,
I know you watch games because you care. I know that this is your team. It's funny, early on, you're thinking, okay, well, they're going to find their stride. They're gonna finally start to make some shots and hit some jumpers. And it just never happened, man. I mean, and then all of a sudden you're 10 or 12 games in and the sample size is large enough. You're thinking, oh my goodness, we got another 22 games to go.
Mm-hmm. So before we get into the brackets, man, some of the finishes over the weekend were unbelievable that I know you see, Akron, the way they beat Kent when Kent thought they were down one and they fouled, to lose that game. The fact that Yale was down 6 with 26 seconds to go to Brown and came back and won at the buzzer. And then Duquesne hadn't been in the tournament since 1977, and they win the A-10 and take out VCU. VCU, I think, was 5 or 6 of 24 from threes. I mean, it was just crazy. You were there.
I was there at the Duquesne. My daughter's on the VCU staff.
That's awesome, yeah.
So I went to Brooklyn for the game. And it was really disappointing. Well, I mean, props to Duquesne, right? They haven't been there in 45 or 50 years. It's just crazy. It's a great story.
Yep.
And the day before, the semifinals had been riveting and well played. And then this rock fight ensued in the championship game. And it was tough to watch. But, they deserved to win. They played really well.
Yeah, Duquesne in the first, 10 minutes of the second half. I think they were 1 of 21. So they missed 20 of their first 21 shots in the second half.
Unreal.
But VCU still was trailing.
They couldn't take advantage.
They couldn't take advantage of it.
They're down 14 at the break, VCU was. And, you know, it was a drip, drip, drip kind of comeback.
It was,
and they came back and, you know, had a chance. But Duquesne was better for longer, you know, and that's just kind of the math of it.
All right, so when you look at the one seeds, no surprises really. I mean, Carolina obviously jumping Tennessee, a little bit of a surprise, but Purdue and UConn and Houston. I don't know. I just Purdue has really struggled the last few years as a top dog, losing last year to FDU and obviously to St. Peter's a couple years ago. I just think that their guards, you know, it's a Big Ten team. You can kind of break it down. I think their guards are going to play better. Braden Smith, if he can bounce back from that injury that he had in the Big Ten tournament. Lance Jones, Fletcher Lawyer, I think they all can shoot the three. Obviously, Edie is pretty much unguardable. You got to triple team them in the paint. But I just kind of like them this year. I think they're going to bounce back from the lack of success over the last couple. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I also think that the loss, when they lost to Wisconsin, I don't think that hurts them. You know, they had already won the Big Ten championship, regular season championship. They were already assured of a number one seed. I think one of the lessons of the weekend, fellas, is the fact that for teams that win the conference championship and they know they're getting to the tournament, there just appeared to be a real lack of motivation from a lot of these teams going into their conference tournaments. I think that to a degree, the conference tournaments, unless you're a mid-major where you got to win to get in, to a degree, those conference tournaments are devalued a little bit from where they once were. I think that's a common thread we saw this weekend.
So you think that is going to affect a UConn or an Auburn, someone like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think those teams are just damn good. I'm shocked that you could see those teams playing as a 1 and a 4. Auburn as a 4, I think. And there's some nutty seeding going on.
I thought Auburn would be higher than a 4. I'd agree.
Much higher. Yeah. Much higher. And it's crazy that they could be seeing UConn in that regional final. I think they're better than that. And their metrics are crazy. It's hard to follow what exactly led the committee to some of the choices and to some of the seeding. There's a pretzel logic to it that's kind of mind-boggling when you actually look at it, and relative to the results of the season, it's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be very difficult for them to seed 1-68 and then start bracketing them, because there's all these rules, right? Because you can't put too many teams from the same conference in the same region, and I don't know, man. It's got to be really difficult.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that, you know, you tell us what leads you to make these pronouncements. Are you following the net? Are you following KenPom? Are you following a combination of all that?
Yep.
Are you following the eye test? Are you following the last 10 games? Because if you are, well, St. John should be in, Virginia should be out.
Correct.
You know, there's some pretty black and white. And also in terms of the seating, I'm a huge Tom Izzo guy. I'm not sure Michigan State deserved to be in that tournament. There are 9.
I know. That was surprising, too. Yep.
Yeah. So,
well, how about Indiana State? Indiana State's net was 29, and they're out.
I saw somebody tweeted last
night. That's the team with the big goofy guy?
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweeted last night, I'd rather watch the Indiana State players park cars than watch Virginia play this upcoming weekend.
Good one. Hey, Cenoc, is this finally the year for Kelvin Sampson? I mean, looking at what he's done in Houston over the last 6 seasons, here are his win totals. 33, 23, 28, 32, 33, and 30. He's been to 2 Final Fours. Is this year he finally takes it down? He's got close to 700 wins, too, in his career.
I want to believe he's one of the great guys, you know, in the sport. And he's a great, you know, a great coach, obviously. And then they scored 41 points against Iowa State. And I don't know how that happens in this day and age with a shot clock. 41 is almost unimaginable. So, you know, maybe that gives them motivation. Maybe that's a good loss for them, you know, as a springboard into the tournament. They certainly play defense enough. I think that whole conference, to be honest with you, is overrated. I you know, they rigged it. What they did was they figured out what drives the net. And what drives the net, the NCAA swears that the net is not driven by margin of victory. But what drives the net is offensive efficiency versus your defensive efficiency, which essentially is point spreads. You know, it's the spread of a win.
Mm-hmm.
And so they scheduled a boatload of easy games. Iowa State won a bunch of games by 45, 50, 55 points. And those things drive you up in the net. You know, you watch their games against like competition. It's not like they're the fifth best team in the country or sixth best team in the country like they were seeded.
Yeah, I mean, they're defensively really good. Offensively, they struggle. I'll tell you a matchup that will be interesting if it happens. And Kentucky's defense, they kind of pick and choose when they want to play defense. They clearly didn't in the SEC tournament. And if they can get by, I think Texas Tech will beat NC State first round. If they can get by Texas Tech, man, Marquette, Kentucky in a Sweet 16, that's going to be that's going to be really interesting, especially if Kolick is back. If Kolick is 100%.
Well, that's the big variable to me. Kolick, you know, is clearly a difference maker for them. I thought they had a really good tournament, you know, for the most part. They played some good basketball in the Big East tournament. By the way, the Big East has to be hating life today, right,
with
the way they were treated by, you know, across the board. So, yeah, there's some good matchups. And you know, I'm always intrigued by the 8-9 matchups in the first round. You know, Florida Atlantic against Northwestern is a really good game. Two really good basketball coaches. And I don't know how you flip a coin in a lot of these games. You know, one of the things, the parity is absurd. It's unparalleled what we're seeing. And as a result, you know, when you get a year like last year where you get Florida Atlantic and San Diego State getting to Final Fours and things like that, I think that's going to become the norm moving forward. I think that's just where we are right now.
And the sexy upset picks are always taking the 12s over the 5s. And here are your 12-5 matchups. UAB, who won the American and stole a bid from a bubble team. They're going to play San Diego State, who, of course, went to the national championship last year. JMU, who I'm really pulling for, playing Wisconsin. And that's going to be interesting because JMU won 31 games. Mark Byington is – I don't think he's going to be at JMU much longer.
No.
And then you got McNeese playing Gonzaga. And then Grand Canyon, Bryce Drew, playing St. Mary's and Randy Bennett. And St. Mary's, one of the best defensive teams in the country. So you got some interesting 12-5s. You like any of the 12s there?
I really – you know, I don't like UAB against San Diego State. They're just too strong, San Diego State, and they're used to winning too. I'd heard somebody last night on your airwaves. I got home about midnight, and there was a guy talking all about McNeese State against Gonzaga, and I had to laugh because he kept referring to them as McNeese State. So he didn't really have all of his homework done. I saw McNeese State play VCU early in the season, and Will Wade does a really good job coaching. He's kind of a scoundrel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was breaking rules when it was illegal.
Right.
Now, you know, obviously that is legal now. But I don't know that they've got enough to beat Gonzaga. I would love to believe in James Madison, but we saw Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament. They're playing really well,
yeah,
and they're scoring points at a pace most Wisconsin teams never even dream of.
Yeah,
they are.
You're right. You're right. Because they never averaged 75 a game until this year.
Yeah, and they got guys. They have a transfer from St. John's, AJ Storr, who's completely changed the way they play. Athlete, 6'7". They don't have guys like that a whole lot. They used to have them back when Michael Finley was a guy, and you know, they had some guys come through there. But he's changed the quotient a little bit.
Talking to our pal Chris Nockey, talking NCAA tournament. All right, for the listeners out there, they're filling out their brackets. Chris Nockey, who should they put in the Final Four?
Well, I mean, I'm going to root for Purdue just because Painter's a good guy, and they're due, man, are they due. But I would have in my championship game, I would go UConn and probably Arizona. Arizona, when they were playing well, was, you know, one of the best teams I saw all year long. They certainly got the guys to do it. But there's going to be, as I said earlier, there's going to be somebody that you'd be shaking your head at in a couple of weeks. And I don't know, I'd be hard-pressed to figure out who that would be. but somebody's going to ride some great performances. Maybe a point guard breaks through who, you know, carries a team like, you know, a la John Gilchrist or Randolph Childress, guys like that, you know, and it'll be surprising, I'm sure.
Last year we had a total number of seeds in the Final Four at 23, which was a record, right?
How about that?
We had 2 5s, a 4 and a 9, right?
While I got you here, too, one of the things
I do the math right there. I think I did.
I got to tell you guys, I'm appalled by the fact that people turn down NIT bids.
I know we talked about that earlier. Yeah,
I don't get that at all. You're paid to coach, and guys should want to play as many games in college as they possibly can. You'll never be able to convince me that that's the right way to go with this. You can be pissed all you want, but to think that you would turn down the opportunity to play is kind of mind-boggling to me.
Well, don't you think the NCAA should close the portal until maybe 2 weeks after the tournament or later? Why do they open it up the day of the brackets?
You're asking me to explain the NCAA?
Well, yeah, I kind of understand they're a bunch of idiots, but that's the reason these coaches say, look, I got to focus on next year. I got to go out and get players.
No. I disagree. I don't think that's – they may say that, big fella. They may say that. I don't buy that at all. I think they're pissed off.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right?
I think their feelings are hurt, you know, and what do you guys say? They're butt hurt, you know? Yeah. And so I don't buy that at all. Because how many coaches are on that sideline? You got 1,000 guys on your staff. You can do all this stuff at the same time. You can coach and recruit and portal watch and do all that stuff. Easy enough.
Maybe. But you're right. I mean, some of these teams, they just say, F it, we're not going to go.
Well, they have statements they put out like almost immediately.
Right, they're ready to turn it down with a quickness.
They haven't pondered it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's just absurd to me. But it'd be, you know, they have decisions to make. Yeah. I was really pleased. I saw that Villanova decided to play. Now, to me, so much was expected of that program. At one point, they were ranked. They'd come off a huge tournament win in Atlantis in November, and they were rolling. And then they sort of fell by the wayside. They accepted a bid, I think, for all the right reasons.
So you got the championship game there. Give us an upset you like in the first round. And, you know, not a 9 over an 8, not even a 10 over a 7.
Over an 8. I would go for, it's Florida Atlantic. At Florida Atlantic Northwestern game that I mentioned earlier, two teams that shoot the three really, really well. I don't know that it'll be an up-and-down game, but it'll be a really well-played game. I think Florida Atlantic just has too many players. Northwestern lost one of their best players to an injury.
You said you don't like Michigan State, but you know everyone's going to pick them just from the tournament success.
Yeah, they've got two good guards. Mm-hmm. Big guys are just a bunch of guys, you know. And
Mississippi State's athletic, man. They got a bunch of freaks.
I like Mississippi State, and that to me, you can talk all you want about the metrics of the Big 12. The SEC was the best conference in the country. In my mind, that's a good basketball team. They play hard. They play defense. They got a lot of size. They're going to be a problem for a lot of teams.
All right, C-Knock. Appreciate the time as always. Talk to you soon.
Hi, guys. Good catching up.
Thanks, right. Chris.
Thank you, buddy.
It's our pal Chris Knocke. Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.